do have Cody Avronik from St. Mary's School. Cody, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, no school today.
No school today.
No school anywhere.
No school anywhere. It sounds like. I don't know if every school in Nebraska ended up closing or
Would almost guess.
I know our ESU met yesterday and decided to have that no school. So.
Well, let's talk about some things that did happen, since nothing's going to happen here for the next couple of weeks.
We did. We did sneak in a little basketball last week there, Scott. We traveled down to the state basketball tournament, had the quarterfinal versus Mullen last Thursday. Kind of a game we just couldn't quite. We could tie it up, but just couldn't quite get the lead, and ended up losing by two in that quarterfinal game, 51-49. So, kind of a heartbreaker for the Cardinals, but
Nothing to be ashamed of.
Nothing to be ashamed of. Made it out of the state tournament. So, I do want to give a shout out. We did have one senior on the team, Ethan Shoemaker. And Ethan actually had a pretty good game that game. First half, he kind of looked unstoppable there. I think he ended up with 10 or 12 points right around in there. So. Played pretty well, and want to give a shout out to him for being that lone senior on the team, and I want to wish him the best in his future endeavors.
You bet, and great season for a very young team.
Yep, so. Very young team. So, kind of excited to see what the future is going to bring for them. Also, yesterday the NBC All Conference Basketball and Wrestling Awards were announced. Do want to give recognition to the St. Mary's students that were recognized on that team. On the girls' basketball team, we had two students recognized. We had Abby Everett, recognized to the second team all-conference, and we had Hope Williamson, recognized as honorable mention. On the boys' side of things, we had Aiden Hedstrom recognized first team, and then Tate Thompson and Adam Everett recognized on the second team all-conference. So again, congratulations to those basketball players.
You bet. And again, Cody, as you mentioned, ESU and also the North Central District Health Department, just kind of required pretty much all schools in the area, or I don't know if they required it, but they suggested shutting down, which everybody took under advisement.
We just kind of threw the recommendation through that North Central District Health Department. St. Mary's decided, along with all the schools in the area, to be closed for 2 weeks. We're going to begin today, March 17th. Due to that COVID pandemic, this includes a suspension of all athletics and activities during that time frame. Our classes are tentatively scheduled to resume Tuesday, March 31st. Again, this is an ongoing and unprecedented situation, and the closure may be extended if the conditions warrant. Mm-hmm. So we're going to continue to work with the North Central District Health Department, the Archdiocese of Omaha Catholic Schools Office, and the Nebraska Department of Education with this developing situation. One thing I'm pretty extremely proud of our teachers and how they handled the situation. They've been preparing to provide instruction as best they can to our students throughout the last few days when it became evident that we may need to close. Many students came home with packets of work after school yesterday, and some teachers plan to provide online instruction through Google Classroom or other e-learning sites. So we want to continue to provide quality instruction during this closure. Assignments from teachers, they're going to be sent home to be completed and returned. Feel free to contact your child's teachers through email as needed if you have any questions, and a list of their email addresses. They did go home in that letter I sent yesterday, but you can also find those on the St. Mary's website as well if you're having trouble finding those. So I did speak with Amy Shane in Olean Public Schools yesterday. She did say that families that may be struggling to provide meals to their students during the closure may participate in Olean Public Schools' breakfast and lunch program. It runs similar to their summer lunch program and provides meals to any school-aged children for free. So Olean Public Schools does request that families that wish to participate fills out a form on their website so they have an idea of how many meals to prepare. So I did want to pass that information along to families and well, and we want to...
And that's a great service to keep going, because as we mentioned, this is a pretty big disruption in everybody's lives.
Yep. Man. Oh yeah, most definitely. So if you're in need of that, definitely take advantage of that.
I know what one kid eats. I can't imagine if I had three or four at home, it would be quite a burden. So and the schools, the lunch menu, the lunch program will be able to help out. So.
Yeah, I think the tentative plan is they're going to have a lunch pickup on Mondays and Wednesdays. I'm not sure the times exactly. I don't know if those are there yet, but just wanted to be aware of that. So, again, this is a very fluid situation. I did want to continue to update families, and I will update families through Flock Notes, Sycamore, and KBRX as needed. So if you do have any specific questions, you can email me at my email address. It's listed on our school website. Also, you can call the high school office or grade school office. We're going to continue to have secretaries in there for the time being. Contact those offices with any specific questions. So,
all right. And again, you know, as with the kids being out of school here for pretty much 2 weeks, we know that it's going to be tough on everybody trying to figure out what to do. Obviously, this is not a time to, as I know Governor Pete Ricketts just issued the national advisory that groups of 10 or more aren't even suggested anymore. So,
no, I,
not a time for, I mean, it's,
yeah, it's obviously it's kind of go home and try and stay home as best you can. I, you know, I had the conversation specifically at lunch with our junior high and high school kids yesterday, kind of saying, you know, this isn't necessarily, you know, party time. It's not like you go and we get groups, big groups of people at other people's houses and, you know, and play Xbox. And I'm not sure what kids do together these days, but play Xbox and all that good stuff. I said, it's, you know, you guys can stay home and, you know, our teachers are trying to provide some opportunities for you guys to work on instruction and stuff like that. And, you know, the big thing, it doesn't sound like this affects kids very much, but the scary thing that I've kind of been reading is the effect on the older and the immunocompromised people. Right. So if you've, you know, if you've got grandparents or people in your family that are immunocompromised, you know, it affects them quite a bit. So this effort is an attempt to try and mitigate that, the spread that way. So,
yep. Everybody be safe out there and everybody wash your hands. And, you know, I know hand sanitizer and toilet paper is a hard commodity to come by, but there's still bars of soap, which
there are bars of soap. Yeah. Yes.
Go back to old school.
Do the same thing. So yeah, you know, the hand sanitizer thing and the toilet paper thing is kind of an issue.
Yeah.
I saw something the other day. It says if you need 47 rolls of toilet paper for a, you know, a 2 week, quarantine, you should have seen the doctor a long time ago.
That's right. Yeah. Good point. Cody, all right. Well, like we said, if you have any other updates from St. Mary's School regarding the closure, the what's going to be going on, we'll have it here, and you'll also be updating it on St. Mary's information as well. So
yep, we'll be doing that.
All right, Cody, thanks for coming in.
All right, thanks, Cody.
Cody Avronic, principal of St. Mary's School.